The Gem City Sports Network presents Amateur Baseball. Today's game is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products. By Don Brown Sports Apparel, a big league look for a minor league price. By McAfee Heating and Air, any season, anytime, McAfee. By Profiler Inc. By the USO. By a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton in Southwest Ohio. By Darren Dowler Music. And by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Let's head out to the field for all the play-by-play action of amateur baseball. Here's Doug Brown. And good afternoon, everybody, from Gastineau Field in New Carlisle, Ohio. We welcome you to Amateur Baseball Game of the Week this afternoon. It's the New Carlisle Diamondbacks taking on the Southern Ohio Stars, and both these teams not having too good of seasons, but they're out there and they are playing baseball, and that's the good thing. The Stars come in with a record of 2 wins and 9 losses. They have lost 5 in a row. The Diamondbacks are 1-8. They've lost 2 in a row. This is the first game the first time they've met this year. Last time out, the Diamondbacks lost a heartbreaker to the Machine 6-5, and the Wild Boars defeat the Stars 15-2. Next up for the Stars will be a trip down to Kettering Field, and they take on the Orioles, the Beaver Creek Orioles, and the Diamondbacks will stay right here and take on the Wolves at 6:30 on Wednesday. So a lot of action going on throughout the week for the Miami Valley Adult Baseball League. Standings go like this. The Rangers and Wolves are undefeated. The Rangers come in this weekend at 10-0. Wolves at 9-0. The Dodgers are at 7-2. Wild Boars at 7-4. Redlegs are at 6-4. Angels 5-4. Machine is at 5-5, as are the Knights. Orioles at 5-6. And then the Scouts and Mariners are both at 4-7. They were supposed to play earlier today, but got rained out. And then Stars, Diamondbacks, Stars at 2-9, Diamondbacks at 1-8, and River Bandits at 0-9. They will take other games today. It would be the Mariners and Scouts did not play. Coming up here at 1:00, just getting ready to get started like we are. Dodgers are taking on the Wild Boars, Angels and the Rangers down at Howell Field. The Wild Boars and Dodgers are down at Schoolhouse Park on Nutt Road in Centerville. Angels and the Rangers down at Howell Field. Stars and Diamondbacks, of course, here. And in the 4 o'clock games, the Knights will take on the Redlegs down at Howell Field, and the Machine will take on the Orioles at Schoolhouse Park, and the Wolves and River Bandits here. So, we are waiting on the starting lineup for the Diamondbacks, but we will be back with the starting lineup for the Southern Ohio Stars right after this.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800
Air Repair.
And back here at Gastineau Field, we are getting set for action as the Diamondbacks and the Stars will do battle. Here's the starting lineup for the Stars. Leading off as the extra hitter is Mark Brooks. Batting second, the third baseman, Andre King. Batting third, the shortstop, Nick Xavier. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Alan Dotson. Batting fifth, the catcher, Tom Honey. Batting sixth, the extra hitter, Mike Sweeney. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Nate Harewood. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Jake Russell. And batting ninth, the first baseman, Hassan Wallace. Once again for the Stars, Brooks E.H., King at third, Xavier at short. Dotson in center, Honey behind the plate, and Sweeney the extra hitter. Harewood in right, Russell in at second, and Wallace at first base. So, waiting on the lineup for the Diamondbacks, and have to get a hold of Ray to get that. We'll be back with the first pitch right after this.
Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Back here at Gastineau Field, we're getting set as the Diamondbacks take the field. They are in their red jerseys with black numbers, white trim. The Stars in purple, or in white jerseys with purple numbers, purple shoulders, purple lettering. It's the first time I've seen the Stars this year, and see on the mound for the Diamondbacks will be number 34. I have to get their numbers because I haven't got the lineup yet. I have no number for it, no name for number 34. So, have to wait till that comes up. Behind the plate will be Nate Tompkins. Chris Leavers at second. I'm getting him as I see him on the field here, so bear with me, folks. Got a nice industrial fan, and so if you hear the wind, that's me. That's the fan that is on me. So So bear with me today, folks. It's going to be a wild. It's going to be a wild afternoon, I believe. The weather forecast is not. It's not a good one for later on today. So, if you would please be weather aware, keep an eye to the sky if you're out and about. The I was watching the Weather Channel today, and they have a thing called a Torcon, which is a percentage for tornado, possible tornadoes, and we were at a Torcon 5, which is 50%. That's not good. So, here we go. Leading it off will be Mark Brooks batting 250 with no home runs and five runs batted in. Brooks, the extra hitter, leading it off, batting right-handed. Dimensions here at Gastineau Field, 330 down the lines, 340 to the alleys in right-left center field, 375 to dead center field, and we are underway here at Gastineau. Here's the first pitch, in there for a called strike at 104. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. No balls, two strikes to the leadoff hitter Mark Brooks. On deck is Andre King. Here's the pitch. And a line drive, base hit into center field. So the first hitter is on with a base hit. Out to center field. That'll bring up Andre King. King batting 316 with no home runs and two runs batted in. So partly cloudy skies with about an 80% chance of showers later on. Severe storms possible. Here's a pitch and a foul back into the screen. No balls and a strike. Outfield straight away for Andre King. On deck, Nick Xavier. Throw over to first, and they got him. They got him. So one down. No balls and a strike, the count to King. Glad you can join us on the Sunday afternoon. There's a windup in the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike two. No balls, two strikes with one down here in the top of the first inning. There's a windup in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. First strike out of the game for the Diamondback pitcher. Let's bring up Nick Xavier. Xavier batting 594 with two home runs and 13 runs batted in. Here's a pitch. This is low for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Xavier leads the league in hitting with 594, second in hits with 19, fifth in the league in RBIs. Here's a pitch, breaking pitch over for a called strike one. One ball, one strike to count. He's tied for fifth in doubles with four doubles. There's a fly ball out, or a ground ball base hit into right field. So Xavier is on with a base hit to right. And that'll bring up Alan Dotson. Dotson batting 192 with no home runs, four runs batted in. So, Xavier on at first base. He's the shortstop today for the Stars. Here's the pitch. In there, first pitch is in there for a called strike one. 0-1 to count. Here's a stretch and the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Everybody's yelling 3-3-3, and so Xavier's going to have to go back to first. Ball got past Tompkins. No balls, two strikes to count to Alan Dotson, who's the cleanup hitter here in this lineup for the Stars. There's a stretch in the pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Here's a stretch. And the pitch. And a swing and a miss. Strike three. The second strikeout for the Diamondbacks pitcher. And that's going to do it. No runs on two hits. There were no errors and a runner left on. And at the end of a half inning, it's a Stars nothing. And the Diamondbacks coming up. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Yeah, back here at Gastineau Field. No scores. We move to the bottom half of the first inning. And leading it off will be Devin Bowles. Bowles coming in. Batting 474 with no home runs and two runs batted in. Bowles is the shortstop today for the Diamondbacks. Thank you. Bowles, Conley, and Lever do up here in this first inning. Like I said, Bowles batting 474 with no home runs, two runs batted in. Standing in, batting right-handed. Here's the pitch. This is down low for a ball, one ball, no strikes. On the mound is Isaac Guzman. He is making his fourth appearance. He's got a 9.0 ERA. 1-0 on the year. Next pitch is in there for a called strike. He's walked eight, struck out eight. He's given up five hits, seven runs, six of them earned. Here's the pitch. In the dirt for a ball. Two balls and a strike. It's ground ball foul down into the bullpen, down to our left. Count goes two balls and two strikes. To leadoff hitter, Devin Bowles. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball right past the third baseman, right through the five hole, into right, into left field. And that's going to be an error on the third baseman. So Bowles is on with with an error. So the first man is on for the Diamondbacks, and that'll bring up Aaron Conley. Here's the pitch to Conley. Fly ball well hit out towards right. Going back, right fielder, and it's out of here into the trees. Aaron Conley, a two-run dinger for the Diamondbacks. So that makes now 2-0. I didn't even get a chance to tell you his stats. He's not on there. That's why. All right. So, Diamondbacks lead it 2-0. Just like that, a two-run homer by the pitcher, Aaron Conley. That'll bring up Chris Lever. Lever takes the first pitch and puts it right out to the second baseman, and that was an easy out. That'll bring up Nate Tompkins. Tompkins coming in, batting .545 with no home runs and six runs batted in. There's a pitch and a fly ball heading out towards left. That's going to get down, and that's going to go to the wall. Tompkins turned around first. He's going into second and stopped right there with a double. So Tompkins is on with a double, and that'll bring up Cody Burnett. Barnett, I'm sorry. Barnett batting .167 with no home runs and a run batted in. There's a first pitch and a ground ball right back to the pitcher. He's got to hurry up. He fires over and got him. So two down. And that will bring up Dylan Terrell. And he has no batting average. First pitch is in there for a strike. So Terrell batting for the first time. Here's a pitch. And a ground ball right back to the pitcher. Guzman's going to flip it over to first, and that's going to do it. But the Diamondbacks, they get two runs on two hits. There was an error and a runner left, and at the end of an inning of play here at Gastineau Field, it's the Diamondbacks 2 and the Southern Ohio Stars 0. Back after this. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and if you think I'm just going to keep ticking away, you're wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion? After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
And back here at Gastineau Field, we move to the top half of the second inning. 2-0 in favor of the Diamondbacks on a two-run homer by Aaron Connelly, the pitcher. And here we go. Connelly delivers the first pitch in the dirt for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Game one. Stars are the pitchers inside for ball two. The Mariners and the Scouts, that was rained out. Here's a pitch, and ground ball or foul back into the screen, 2-1. That game was postponed, be made up later. And they were out there on the field. Scouts were out there on the field, ready to go. And then all of a sudden, they heard thunder, and the field got a little bit too wet to play, so they postponed the pitches in there for called strike two. Two balls, two strikes. So they postponed it, and didn't know if the rest of the games were going to make it. Next pitch is up high for a ball, 3-2. But games are on, so if you guys are listening, in next game, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, up high for a ball. Ball four. So, Honey was on with a walk. That'll bring up Mike Sweeney, the extra hitter. Haney was batting 111 with that before that walk. That'll bring up Mike Sweeney. Sweeney batting 400 with no home runs and a run batted in. Takes first pitch for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Nobody out here in the first or in the second. Here's the pitch. Foul into the screen. One ball, one strike. Outfield kind of playing in for Sweeney. Nate Harewood is on deck. There's a pitch. Ball gets away from the catcher. And going down to second base is Honey on the wild pitch. Cloudy overcast skies. Temperature about 78 degrees right now. But it's a little humid, so there's a stretch and a pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes a count. Line drive out towards right, but that's going to go foul. Count stays 2-2. There's a pitch. Ground ball foul down the first base side. Count stays 2-2. There's a stretch by Conley. Looks him back at second. They fakes a throw back to second. Here's the pitch. And if a called strike. He's out on strikes. Third strikeout for the pitcher and Aaron Connelly. Connelly delivers. Runner goes to third. Fouled back into the screen. 0-1 to count. Honey was off and running. Next week, got a treat for you. Got a doubleheader, and it's between the top two teams in the league, and the Wolves and the Rangers, and that will commence from Howell Field next week, next Sunday at 1-4. Here's the pitch. Up high for a ball. One ball, one strike with one down, runner at second base. Matter of fact, we did the game here when the Diamondbacks won their first game. Pitched in there for a called strike on the outside corner. 1-2 the count to Nate Harewood. He is the head coach of the Stars. There's a stretch in the pitch. A 5 for a ball, 2-2. Jack Russell on deck, followed by Hassan Wallace. Here's a pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. So they're now two down. Strikeout number four for Conley. First pitch is a ball, one ball, no strikes. Fastball inside. 2-0 in favor of the Diamondbacks on a two-run homer by Conley that went over the right center field wall. And they did not even think about going out and get that ball because it's probably sitting in the mud somewhere. Pitch is in there for a called strike. One ball, one strike. It rained pretty good here, and the field was drenched. It was wet a little bit, but Kenny Fife came back out here. Did an amazing job to get this game and get this field in playing condition. Here's the pitch. Pitch is inside for a ball. 2-1 the count. This field is probably the best kept field in the Miami Valley. Here's the pitch. Foul ball back out of play. Count goes to 2 balls, 2 strikes. And to be honest with you, I would think it's better than Day Air Ballpark. Because he does, he comes out here all the time and works on it. Russell standing in. Russell batting 333 with no home runs and a run batted in. I take that back. No runs batted in. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out here into the top of the second. There's a stretch by Conley. He looks back at second and fires. Ball four. I missed a pitch. Walk number two by Conley. And that'll bring up Hassan Wallace. Wallace is just 0-for-1 on the year. Here's the pitch. Ball gets away from the catcher. He does not know where it's at. And runners move up. Ball and no strikes. Stars threatening here in the second inning. They trail it 2-0. Conley wiping off his spikes. Which is in there for a called strike one. 1 ball, 1 strike. There's a pitch. In there for called strike two. 1 ball, 2 strikes the count. There's wind up in the pitch. And swing and a miss, strike three. Strikes out the side. And that's going to do it for the Stars here in the second.
Come on, boys. Get on in here. Let's go. Come on,
No runs on no hits. There was no errors. Two runners left, and at the end of an inning and a half, Diamondbacks 2 and the Stars nothing. Back after this. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
And back here at Gastineau Field, we move to the bottom half of the second inning. 2-0 in favor of the Diamondbacks, and that'll bring up Jeremy Blanton, Jeff Hicks, and Ray Franks due up bottom three. Or no, I take that back. Ryan Doughty, Jeremy Blanton, Jeff Hicks. So Doughty batting for the first time. Two nothing is our score. As we play here in the bottom of the second inning. Guzman in his second inning work gave up a two-run homer to Aaron Conley. First pitch is a ball, one ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike right across the middle of the plate. Isaac Guzman on the mound. Ground ball to the shortstop. Xavier bubbles it, and it's going to be an error on Xavier. So the second error of the game for the Stars. And that'll bring up Jeremy Blanton. Blanton batting 312 with no home runs and seven runs batted in. So runner at first base with nobody out. Here's Guzman's first pitch. This is low for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball to the second baseman. He's only got some throw. The second inning throws it away in the left field. And moving to third is Doughty. Blanton's on with a fielder's choice. And that was an error on the second baseman for him going over to third. So two errors on in the inning on the Stars. Puts runners at first and third with nobody out. Here's the pitch. Grounder to the shortstop. Sager's going to step on second, fire over the first, double play. But the run comes in. Going to bring up Ray Franks. Franks batting 154 with no home runs and no runs batted in. Ray is the owner of Profiler Performance Products. Sorry. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike. Guzman sets and delivers. Ground ball to the second baseman. He's going to pick it up and fire over to first, and that's going to do it. So the Diamondbacks, they do get a run on no hits. There was two errors and a runner left, and at the end of two complete, it's the Diamondbacks 3 and the Stars nothing. Back after this timeout. You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
To the top of the third inning. D-backs three runs, two hits, no errors. They've stranded two. The Stars, no runs, two hits, three errors. They've stranded three. We're at the top of the order, and Mark Brooks, Andre King, and Nick Xavier do up. Brooks, one for one, he got picked off in the first inning. Well, thank Kenny Fife for coming back out here and putting this diamond back together. Here's a pop-up right side going back as a right fielder. And Barnett, and he's got it, and there's one up, one down. That'll bring up Andre King, who struck out his first time up. One down here in the third. There's a windup in the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. 0-1 to count to Andre King, Nick Xavier on deck. Here's the pitch. Called strike two. 0-2 with one down here in the third. There's a windup in the pitch. Foul back into the over across the street. Count stays 0-2. There's a windup by Conley, and he delivers a swing and a miss, strike three. King strikes out for the second time, and it's the fifth strikeout for Conley, and that'll bring up Nick Xavier, who singled to right his first time up. That was left at first base. So two down here in the third inning, 3-0 in favor of the Diamondbacks. Stars 2-9 on the year. The Diamondbacks 1-8. There's a windup in the pitch. And a foul back into the screen. 0-1. No balls, one strike. Two out. Nobody on here in the third. There's a windup in the pitch. Pitch is high for a ball. One ball, one strike to count to Nick Xavier. Here's a pitch. Up high for a ball. I was talking to Nick before the game. He lives close by, and he sent a message out to the head coach saying, get everybody here. Here's a pitch. This is low for a ball. 3-1. Outfield straight away for Xavier. Here's the windup and the pitch. Foul back across the street. Counts goes to 3 balls, 2 strikes. Overcast day here in New Carlisle. There's Conley getting the sign. There's a windup and the payoff pitch. And the dirt ball forward. Xavier's on with a walk. Two down. That is walk number 3 for Conley. Two down. Here's a pitch. This is outside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Conley sets, looks over at first base. Xavier gets a lead, and they throw over, and Xavier gets back safely. Throw back over to first. Xavier gets back safely as first baseman did not tag him in time. That is Jeremy Blanton. His pitch and a swing and a miss. Strike one. 1 ball, 1 strike. Got some Diamondbacks fans to our right here. Here's a pitch. And if a called strike. 1-2 the count. To Alan Dotson, who struck out his first time up. There's a stretch. Conley delivers. And the it goes right past him. Goes right past the catcher. Two balls and two strikes to count. With two down. Stars trailing at 3-0. There's a stretch by Conley. Looks back at second base and fires. Outside for a ball. 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. Xavier getting a good lead out at second base. Here's the pitch. Outside ball 4. So that puts runners at first and second now. Another walk. And that will bring up Tom Mahoney, who walked his first time up. Wolves and River Bandits will do battle at 4 o'clock here. Here's the pitch. Pop up right side. Blanton's not going to get to that. The ball's in a strike. Next week here on GCSN, it'll be a doubleheader between the Wolves and the Rangers. Both teams undefeated coming into this week's games. That game will commence. That doubleheader will be at Howell Field. Pitches inside for a ball. 1-1. First pitch at 1 o'clock will be on the air about 12:50. There's a stretch by Conley. Looks back at second base. Rocks and fires. And if we're called, strike 2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Conley in his third inning. He's pitched 2 2/3 innings. Given up 2 hits. Walked 6. Or struck out 6. Walked 4. So far. Here's a stretch. Looks back at second base. And fires. Pitch is a little high for a ball. 2-2 the count.
Come on, let's go!
Here we go. Walker in the base knock here.
Conley looking in. Now he sits, looks back at Xavier at second base and fires. Pop up right side. Look out, Carr. That went clear across the road. Count stays 2 balls, 2 strikes. This road, the entrance to I-75 down by the baseball park at UD and also Monument. I will not drive when a game is going on. No. Here's a pitch and a ground ball to the third baseman. He's going to tag the runner at, he's going to tag Xavier. And that's going to do it for the Stars here in the third. They get no runs on no hits, no errors, two runners left at the end of two and a half. It's the Diamondbacks 3 and the Southern Ohio Stars. Nothing. We're going to keep it right here. I just want to tell you that coming up, it's not too far away, and that is about a month and a half. We'll have high school football coming up. Our first game will be the Greenview Rams taking on the Northridge Polar Bears. Anybody that would like to advertise for our football coverage, just give me a call at 937-397-0204. We'll get you a package out to you that you can see exactly what you're going to get. So, it's not very expensive. And we got some good ball games, I think, coming up. Got Tri-Village taking on Preble Shawnee. And so got some good ones coming up. And then, of course, our coverage of Central State Marauders football, which will start on September the 9th. And they will take on the University of Dayton Flyers down at the refurbished, remodeled, and practically brand new Welcome Stadium. So if you know anybody that would like to advertise, have to get a hold of me at 937-397-0204. Diamondbacks come calling. It'll be Devin Bowles, who reached on an error, went right through the wickets of the third baseman. It'll be Bowles, Conley, and Lever due up here in the third inning for the Diamondbacks. Here's the pitch by, now Mike has Mize on his back of his shirt. So first pitch is a ball, one ball, no strikes. I have to get clarification on that. Here's a stretch and the pitch. Ball in the dirt. Goes back to the screen. They say number 7 on there is Isaac Guzman. And on his shirt it says Mize. 2 balls and no strikes to count to Devin Bowles. Scored the first run of the game for the Diamondbacks. Pitches high for a ball. 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Got a leadoff hitter here in the third. Next pitch is in there for a called strike. 3-1. Guzman staring in. Now here's the pitch. Ground ball just fouled down the third base side. 3 balls, 2 strikes to count to Devin Bowles. Aaron Conley on deck. Here's the pitch. And dirt ball 4. Bowles is on with a walk. First walk issued. I bring up Aaron Conley. He blasted one over the right center field wall. First pitch is in there for a called strike. The ball's in a strike. Chris Lever on deck. The ball's 1 strike. Guzman sets. Looks over at first. Now delivered. In there for a called strike. 0-2. That was a two-run homer that Conley hit. Here's a stretch. Guzman looks over at first. Now delivers and a pop-up. Right side. Coming over is King into foul territory. And he got it. Or hit. No, yeah, that was King. So one down. And that'll bring up Chris Lever, who just had a lazy fly out towards second base. Here's a stretch and a pitch. Grounded, base hit into center, into left field. Stopping at second will be Bowles, so runners at first and second. Hit number three for the Diamondbacks. They lead it 3-0 with runners at first and second, one down. Nate Tompkins standing in. He doubled out to left field his last time up. Here's a pitch. And if it's called strike one. Tompkins tied for third in average at 545 in the league. Here's a stretch and a pitch. Foul ball. 0-2 the count. There's a stretch. You look over at first base and back to second. Here's the pitch. Pop up right side. King going back into foul territory underneath it. And has it, and there's two down.
One more side, here you go.
And that'll bring up Cody Barnett. Barnett grounded back to the pitcher for the second out in the first inning. Here's the pitch. Pitch is high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. We will not have game number three here as the Wolves take on the River Bandits. We've had prior commitments. Here's the pitch. The ground ball just fouled down the third baseline. 1-1. Next week, runner goes, hits foul back. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Bowles was off and running, trying to steal base, trying to steal third. There's a stretch by Guzman. And a pitch. This is low for a ball. 2-2 the count. High clouds right now. It's enough to make the hazy sunlight. That's not a good thing right now, especially with the unstable air we got. Pitch is high and outside for ball three. 3-2 the count. So the runners will be off and running. Bowles at third, at second. Lever at first. There's a stretch. Now the pitcher wanted to go to second, but nobody was there. Get to the defensive lineup here in just a second. Landed at first, Lever, or wait, here's the pitch. Line drive foul down the third baseline. Count stays 3-2. Wallace at first, Russell at second, Xavier at short, King at third, Adaris in left, Dotson in center, Harewood in right, Honey on the mound, Honey behind the plate, Guzman on the mound. For the Stars. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out, here's a stretch, and the pitch. Grounder, to Xavier at short, bobbles it. Steps on second, and they got him. So they got Lever at second base. And that's going to do it for the Diamondbacks here in the third. They get no runs on a hit. No errors, two runners left at the end of three complete. It's the Diamondbacks three and the Stars nothing. We shall return right after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
Back here at Gastineau Field, we have a change on the field. Jeremy Blanton will now go behind the plate. And Tompkins will go to first. So coming to the plate, it'll be Mike Sweeney, Nate Harewood, and Jake Russell. Sweeney struck out looking his first time up. One of six strikeouts for Conley. First pitch is a ball, one ball, no strikes. There's a windup and a pitch by Conley. Grounder, slow roller. Conley's going to try to pick it up. It's going to go into no man's land. And Mike Sweeney's on with a base hit. Hit number four for the Stars. They got just hit number three. They've had their chances. Harewood, he struck out his first time up. It's pitching the foul back. 0-1 to count. Defensively for the Diamondbacks, it's Tompkins at first, Lever at second, Bowles at short, Hicks at third. Downey, Terrell, and Barnett, the outfield from left to right. Next pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Blanton behind the plate, Conley on the mound for the Diamondbacks. Throw over to first, and they almost got Sweeney looking, sleeping. One ball, one strike. Nobody out here in the fourth for the Southern Ohio Stars. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. No balls and two strikes to count. Conley standing in. It's pitch is swing and a miss. Strike three. So one down. Strikeout number seven for Conley. And that'll bring up Jake Russell. Russell walked and was stranded at second in the second inning. Action picking up here on the on 571. Runner first base with one out. We play here in the fourth. Outfield straight away for the Diamondbacks. Here's a stretch by Conley, and he fires. And outside for a ball, 2-1, or 1-0. Got a little bit of wind out there. Pitch outside for a ball. 2-0. Dotson on deck. Or Wallace on deck. Wait a minute. They got Dotson on there next. I think they changed him. Pitch is in there for a called strike. 2-1. Have to see who's batting in Dotson's spot. The fourth hole. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Two down. Another strikeout, that's eight for Conley. That'll bring up Alec Dotson. They failed to tell me about the changes. Dotson will stand in. He's 0 for 1. He struck out his first time up. Here's a stretch and the pitch. Pop up, back out of play. 0-1. Blanton behind the plate now with Tompkins moving over to first. Here's a stretch. Conley delivers up high for a ball. One ball, one strike to count. Once again, the dimensions here: 330 down the lines, 340 to the outfield or to the alleys in right and left center field, and 375 to dead center. Nice work. Here's the pitch up high for a ball. 2-1. Conley's home run went well over that 340 mark. Here's the pitch. There's a sign outside for a ball, 3-1. Here's a stretch by Conley. Checks the runner over at first. Throws over to first. Runner gets back safely, and Sweeney, who led off the inning with a base hit. Conley staring in at his catcher. Now he sets and fires. Foul ball back out of play. Three balls and two strikes and two out. Sweeney will be off with the pitch. That's Allen Dotson now hitting. Conley staring in, gets a sign. Go over to first, and they got him. So, no runs on a hit. No errors, nobody left. At the end of three and a half, it's the Diamondbacks 3 and the Stars nothing. Back after this. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. To the bottom of the fourth inning we go. 3-0 is our score. And the Diamondbacks will send Terrell, Dowdy, and Blant to the plate. Terrell ground back to the pitcher his first time up. A stretch in the pit. Guzman steps off the rubber. No pitch clock here. There's a pitch. Ground ball to the shortstop. Xavier fires over to first and throws it away. But he was there. He would have beat it out, so we're going to give him an infield hit for Terrell. So we're going to have a change. First base. Got a different color, different uniform on, so I don't know. Terrell getting a short lead over first. Here's the pitch. And if we're called strike one. To Ryan Dowdy, reached on an error by the shortstop, went to third on an error by the second baseman, and scored. Throw to the first runner back safely. Here's a stretch. And the pitch. Fly ball hit out towards left. Coming in the left fielder. He can't handle it. We're going to second is Terrell. And Dowdy is on with another error, this time by the left fielder. Fourth error by the Stars today. So nobody out. And that'll bring up Jeremy Blanton. Blanton, fielder's choice in the first game or first inning. He grounded out to the shortstop and forced, or he was forced at second. Or Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of the catcher. 0-1. There's a stretch. Looked back by Guzman, and he delivers. Foul tip at the plate. 0-2. Good action in the bullpen down to our left for the Stars, but I can't see who it is. There's a stretch and a pitch. Pitch is high for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Nobody out here in the fourth inning for the Diamondbacks. On deck, Jeff Hicks. It was a stretch by Guzman. Looks back at second base and fires. Foul ball back. Count stays 1-2. Dowdy at first and Terrell at second. Getting short leads out that way. There's a stretch and a pitch. Grounded to Xavier at short. Over to second for one. Over to first. And it gets away from the first baseman. So it goes 6-4 on the put out. And fielder's choice, but an error on the second baseman. He got past the first baseman. Two errors in the inning has runners at first base. Swing and a miss, strike one. One down here in the fourth. Pitches in there for a called strike. 0-2 to count. No balls, two strikes to count to Jeff Hicks. Ray Franks on deck. Ground ball just fouled down the third base side. Count stays 0-2. No balls, two strikes. One out here in the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. And there for called strike three. Hicks is off. Strikeout number one for Guzman. They're bringing up Ray Franks. Grounded out to second his first time up. There's a stretch in the pitch. Foul back into the screen, 0-1. Frank stepping in. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fly ball hit out towards left. Coming in is left fielder. And that's going to fall in for a base hit. Franks has a base hit. Hit number two of the inning. And that'll bring up the top of the order in Devin Bowles. 4-0 is our score. The Diamondbacks got two in the first, one in the second, one here in the fourth. Bowles will stand in. He's walked and reached on an error. He's 0-1 and scored the first run of the game. Ball he went right through the five hole with Hicks or King. Here's a pitch. Foul back. 0-1. No balls. One strike. Two down here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. There's a stretch And the pitch. Down low for a ball. 1-1 to count. Two down here in the fourth. 4-0 is our score. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. 2-1. Guzman sets, delivers the 2-1 pitch, checks running back at second, and fires. This is high for ball three. 3-1. There's a stretch and the pitch. Ball four. Bases are now loaded. Second walk issued by Guzman. So puts Franks at second and Blanton at third. And that leaves Jeff Hicks standing in for him at third base. Aaron Conley standing in. He is 1-for-2. He drilled a 2-run homer over the right center field wall in the first and flied to King at third, his last time up. Fouled out. Here's the pitch. Down low. Foul down the first base side. 0-1. And see who the new first baseman is. He's got a different uniform. He's got a Raptors uniform on. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike two. No balls, two strikes to Conley. Stars 2-9 on the year. The Diamondbacks 1-8. 12th and 13th respectively in the standings. Here's the pitch. Grounder foul. Count stays 0-2. The ball's two strikes, two out. There's a stretch and the pitch. Outside ball gets away. Here comes a run in. Blanton, now they throw it away. Ball goes out to second base. Runners move up. Franks over to third and Bowles to second on the pass ball. One ball and two strikes to count, or two, make it 2-2 to count. A two down, two on, two in. There's a pitch, a pop up right side, King coming over, and that's going to go out of play. And just missed my car. Cal State's two balls and two strikes. I ain't parking there anymore. Of course, I'm leaving after this game anyway, so hopefully that doesn't get hit. Two balls, two strikes, two out, two on. Runners at second and third. Bowles at second. Franks at third. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, a count. With two down here in the fourth to Aaron Conley. Here's the pitch. Grounder. This time to the second baseman. Charity hop. He'll fire over to first, and that's going to do it for the Diamondbacks here in the fourth. They do get two runs on two hits. There were two errors and two runners left on, so at the end of four complete, it's the Diamondbacks 5 and the Stars nothing. Back after this timeout, you're listening to Amateur Baseball here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Yeah. Hey, everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But it can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments. It doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, Little League organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
Yes, sir.
Back here at Gastineau Field, it's 5-0 is our score. We move to the top half of the fifth inning. Conley on the mound. Dotson at the plate for the Stars. Here's a pop-up. Conley calling for it and has it. There's one down. Going to bring up Brooks the top of the order. Outfield in for Brooks. One out here in the top of the fifth inning. There's wind up in the pitch by Conley. Now back into the screen, 0-1. What's that? Okay. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
Hey, none of your people are listening. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Dotson struck out his first time up. He was up. Ball gets away. 2-1 to count. Mark Brooks is up. Brooks is 1-for-2.
Come on now, 3-4. Take it off. Let's go.
Andre King on deck. Conley set, goes in the windup, and here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. 2-3-1 to count. Pitch ball 4. So Brooks walks. That'll bring up Andre King, who struck out twice. Five nothing is our score. Here's a swing and a miss, strike one. Over the first runner back safely. Five runs, five hits, no errors for the D-backs. Safe strand at 6. No runs, 3 hits, 3 errors for the Stars. Swing and a miss by Brooks. 0-2 the count. They stranded 5. So Brooks standing in, King standing in. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. It's the third time he struck out. Strikeout number nine. Gotta make sure. Two, three, four, six, seven, eight. Nine strikeouts for Conley. And that'll bring up Xavier, Nick Xavier, who is one for one. Swing and a miss, strike one. Singleton walked. Got one of the three hits. Two of those hits came in the first inning. Here's the pitch by Conley. Fly ball, well hit out towards center, and that's going to get down. That's going to go all the way to the wall. Here comes Brooks. He's going to round third. He's going to come into home, and going into third base with a triple is Nick Xavier. And he's got another RBI. It's now 5-1. Five to one. Now coming to the plate, I have to see the number. Pitch is high for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Number 19. There's a windup in the pitch. See if it calls. Strike one. One ball, one strike. Luke Medeiros is now batting. Called strike three, and that's going to do it. But they get a run. On, let's see, what is it? One, a run on a hit. No errors and a runner left on, and at the end of four and a half, it's the Diamondbacks five and the Stars one back after this.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. To the bottom half of the fifth inning we go. 5-1 is our score. 5 runs, 5 hits, no errors. 6 stranded for the D-backs. 1 run, 4 hits, 3 errors, and 6 stranded for the Stars. And coming to the plate will be the second baseman, Chris Lever. Lever, 1 for 2 on the day. He fly to second and single to left. There's a pitch. Swing in there for a called strike one.
Hey, Nick. Nick. Yeah. Don't matter.
Pitch is outside for a ball.
Get
the right line between you guys.
What?
Is that the right line?
We've been.
Here's a pitch.
This is their lineup. Are you talking about the one under?
No.
This is.
That's yours, isn't it?
No, this is the Diamondbacks.
Turn it over. Change it. Here's a ground ball down the third baseline. Ball and two strikes, or no, make it 2-2. The leadoff hitter here in the fourth, or in the fifth.
What? Is he batting four?
There's fly ball right, left side, and it's just fouled by about a foot. Two balls, two strikes to count. To Chris Lever with Nate Tompkins on deck.
Oh. I'll know his last name, but it's Brandon is horrible. That's the only difference.
Okay.
If I don't have his last name, I'll just try to get it.
Fly ball out towards right or left, and there's two down. Or one down. So one up, one down. They'll bring up Nick Tompkins, who is 1-for-2 on today. Pop up right side, or left side, going out is Harewood at short. Calling off everybody and has it two down. And they bring up Cody Barnett. Barnett standing in, he's 1-for-2 or 0-for-2. Grounded out to the first, grounded out to the pitcher and reached on a fielder's choice. Here's the pitch. Pop up right side, coming in is the right fielder, going out as a second baseman, and second baseman pops in and out of his glove. That's going to be another error for the Stars. And that'll bring up Dylan Terrell. Terrell 1-for-2 on the day. Singled and scored in the fourth. So runner at first base with one with two down. Here's the pitch. This is high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. One and oh the count. Here's a stretch in the and a 1-0 pitch. Pop up right side, but out of play. 1-1. One ball, one strike, two out. Two out here in the fifth inning. Lever flight out to left. Tompkins out to short. One ball, two strikes to count. To Dylan Terrell. Here's a stretch. Guzman delivers. Ball gets away. Runner's going to go to second base. Ryan Doughty on deck. One ball, two strikes, two out here in the fifth. Bottom of the fifth, Diamondbacks leading at 5-1. Trying to win for their second time this year. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. And that's going to do it for the Diamondbacks here in the fifth inning. No runs on it, no hits. There was an error and a runner left. And at the end of five complete, Diamondbacks 5, Stars not 1 back after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, Visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet. Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are
back here at Gastineau Field. We move to the top half of the sixth inning. Foul back by Tom Honey. Oh, that's Curtis up there now. So we got a new hitter up there. Jonathan Curtis batting for the first time, swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. There's a pitch. Ball gets away from the catcher, but nobody on. 2-1 the count. Sweeney on deck. Here's a windup and a pitch by Conley. Pop-up going out towards third. Conley calling for it now. Has it, and there's one down. That'll bring up Mike Sweeney, the first baseman. Or the extra hitter. I'm sorry, extra hitter. He is 1-for-2 on the day. Struck out and singled. Conley delivers in the dirt for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Here's a stretch, or the windup and a pitch by Conley. 1-0 pitch coming plateward, swing and a miss, strike one, one ball, one strike. Here's a pitch and a ground ball, just foul. Down to first baseline. Nice throw by the umpire out and down at first baseline. Ball two strikes with one down. Here's a windup and a pitch. In the dirt for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Jay Miller on deck. Swing and a miss, strike three. Two down. Miller batting for Harewood. Takes first pitch down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Ball gets away from the catcher. 2-0. Miller now at first base. Harewood is at short, but he's not batting. Two balls, no strikes with two down. Here's the pitch. Pop up, back out of play. Count goes 2-1. Jake Russell on deck. Conley gets a sign. Now he rocks and fires and foul ball down right side and out of play. Two balls, two strikes, two out. This will be the first time today that they've gone 1-2-3, if they do so. Here's the pitch. Grounder to the left side, to the right side. Second baseman over to first. That's going to do it. Three up, three down for the Stars here in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left at the end of five and a half. The Diamondbacks 5 and the Stars 1 back after this. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Couple of changes. Curtis is on the mound, or is behind the plate for the Stars. Medeiros is on the mound. And he is coming in. Making his fifth appearance, he has no record. He's pitched 7 in the third innings, given up 17 hits, 28 runs, 18 earned. He's walked 14, struck out 10, and has a 22.09 ERA. So he's going to go from the stretch. Here's the pitch. High and outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Here's a windup and a pitch by Medeiros. Inside, got the inside corner for a called strike one. One on one to count. Here's a pitch in the dirt for a ball. Two balls and a strike to count. To Paul Dowdy, who is 0 for 2. He's reached twice on an error and scored once. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Here's a stretch by Medeiros. He looks back. He checks. He swings and a miss. Strike three. Medeiros gets his first strikeout. They're ringing up with Jeremy Blanton, who reached on a fielder's choice twice. Which is outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. There's a stretch by Medeiros in the pitch. Up high for a ball. Foul tip. 2-1 to count. There's a stretch by Medeiros, and he delivers. Pop up right side. Miller going over, and he's going to run out of room. Now it goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes.
You got a whole bunch of changes, don't you? Okay, I'll let you have that. You mark them on there. You're down here.
Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Blanton down. That'll bring up Jeff Hicks, who is 0-for-2 on today. Where's he batting? I got him as they come up, so. Thank you, sir. Hey, where's all your listeners at? I don't have any.
Really?
Yeah.
All
right. Here's the pitch outside for 3. I got to find out the count. There's a stretch by Medeiros and the pitch. Ground ball, third base side. King grabs it, fires over to first. Miller, nice scoop job. And the Diamondbacks go out in order. 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left at the end of 6. It's the Diamondbacks 5 and the Stars nothing. Back after this. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. We move to the top of the 7th inning. It'll be Russell Dotson and Brooks due up for the... Oh, they're going to get... They got Smith in there. So the catcher, Blanton, is just getting out there. Looking for a Smith on the roster for the that is Micah Smith. Foul back out of play. No balls and a strike. And he was number one, so he's probably 0-for-1 today. Pitch is high for a ball. 1-1 to the leadoff hitter here in the 7th inning. Alan Dotson on deck. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. 1-2. Stars are running 4 hits, three errors. They stranded more than six. Swing and a miss. Gonna have to go 2-3 on the put out. So 11 strikeouts now for Chris Conley. That'll bring up Alan Dotson. Dotson on the day is 0-2, struck out and flied out to the pitcher. Here's a pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Mark Brooks on deck. There's a windup in the pitch. This is low for a ball. One ball, one strike, one down here in the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. Fly ball out towards center. That's going to get down for a base hit. So Dotson is on. He's going to round first and stay right there. Fifth hit of the game for the Stars. They'll bring up Brooks. He's got one of the five hits. He's 1-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Not a cloud, or ain't a cloud in the sky out to the west right now. That's scary. Here's the pitch. A five ball gets away from Blanton. Ball no strikes to count to Brooks with one down here in the seventh inning. Runner at second base goes on the wild pitch. Actually, that was a pass ball because it got into his. Foul back into the screen. Count goes 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike, one out here in the seventh inning. 5-1 is our score. Here's a stretch by Conley. And delivers ground ball. Just a slow roller down to third base. And nobody's going to go anywhere. It's going to be an infield hit for Brooks. Hit number six for the Stars. So runners at first and second with one down. That'll bring up Andre King, who struck out three times, all swinging. Nick Xavier on deck. So going to third. Going to third is Dotson. Stolen base. So King will stand in. Back in. Conley will get the sign from Blanton. Here's a stretch. Throw the first runner back safely. King will step back in. Conley staring in at Bland. Now he sets, checks the runner at first, and fires. Fly ball out towards left. That's going to get down. That's going to get a run in. It's now 5-2. So 5-2 now is our score as King gets a base hit and an RBI. He puts Brooks at second, and that'll bring up Xavier. Xavier, 2-for-2, singled and tripled. There's a stretch by Conley, and he fires. Foul back out of play, 0-1. Runners at first and second with one down. And a run in. There's a stretch by Conley. He's looking back at second and fires. Up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Three hits in this inning. Seven on the day. Pitches a ball, one ball, or two balls and a strike. Conley gets a sign. Xavier standing in. Here's a pitch. Pop up, back out of play. 2-2 the count. Stars will take on the Orioles on Tuesday night. Down at Kettering Field at 6:30. The Wolves and the Diamondbacks right here, 6:30 on Wednesday. Conley staring in. Two balls, two strikes with one down. Here in the top of the seventh inning as Xavier steps out. Brooks at second. King at first. There's a stretch and a 2-2 pitch. Fly ball. Out towards second, or out towards right. And that's going to fall in. Everybody's going to move up a base. Third hit of the game for Xavier. So base is loaded with one down. And the go-ahead run is coming to the plate in Medeiros. Here's the pitch. This is low and outside for a ball. Medeiros is 0-2 with two strikeouts. 1-0 the count. Medeiros trying to help his own cause as he's on the mound swinging a miss. Or that's Blevins. I'm sorry, Blevins. Pitches down low in the dirt, 2-0. Brandon Blevins. He's on the mound. Two and oh to count. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike one. 2-1 to count. Make it 2-2 to count. Ball gets away. And here comes the runner in from third. They got him. Out at home. They got Brooks, 2-1. Everybody else moves up one on the wild pitch. So two down, 3-2 the count. Count, score stays 5-2. Now Blanton's going to go out and talk to Conley. So, three balls, two strikes, two out. Runners at second and third. Xavier at second. King at third. Trying to, the tying run is now at the plate. There's a windup and a pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that's going to do it for the Stars here in the seventh. They do get a run, though, on three hits. Make it four hits. No errors and two runners left on, and at the end of six and a half, it's the Diamondbacks 5 and the Stars 2. Back after this timeout. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on!
This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
To the bottom of the seventh inning we go. It will be Ray Franks. And I take that back. It will not be Ray Franks. It will be Keith Wooten. Here's a pitch to Wooten way outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Wooten on the year, batting .417 with a home run and seven runs batted in. 5-2 is our score as we play in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Levens delivers a 5 for a ball. 2-0 the count. I think the wind's starting to pick up, and I've got the fan going too. Levens delivers. Fly ball well hit out towards left, and that is going to be foul. Two balls and a strike. Wolves and Bandits coming up next, but we will not have that game on the air. Two balls, one strike. The leadoff hitter here in the bottom of the seventh, Keith Wooten. Devin Bowles on deck. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. 3-1 to count. Levin staring in at his catcher, Curtis. Here's the stretch and a 3-1 pitch. In the dirt for a ball. Ball four. Wooten is on. Let him ring up the top of the order and Devin Bowles. Bowles has 0-for-1. He's walked twice. Reached three times, though. Reached on an error in the first. Six errors by the Stars today. Throw over to first. Runner back safely. Here's the stretch. And the pitch. And there for a called strike. 0-1 to count. To Devin Bowles, the shortstop. Blevin sets, now delivers up high, way inside. 1-1 to count. Nobody out here in the seventh inning. 5-2 is our score. Here's a stretch by Blevins. Checks the runner and fires. Low and outside for a ball. 2-1. pitches ball three. 3-1 to count. Fly ball right to the second baseman. He fires over the first, double play.
That was a nice easy layup, guys. Nice job.
They'll bring up Aaron Conley. Conley on day is 1-for-3. Had a two-run homer in the first. See what kind of weather we got coming in, if anything. There's a tornado. Watch out. Fly ball out towards left, or towards center field. Nice running catch by the center fielder. And Dotson, and that's going to do it for the Diamondbacks in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of seven, it's the Diamondbacks 5 and the Stars 2. Back after this. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Carr.
That has got to be the quickest half inning I've seen. Jeremy Blant comes out and says two. And they throw it down as Conley only pitched one. One warm-up. So it'll be Curtis, Sweeney, and Miller do up for the Stars here in the eighth inning. Curtis flied out to the pitcher's first time up. He's 0-for-1. Here's a pitch. Outside, got past Blanton. 1-0 to count. Two runs, eight hits, three errors, and eight left on for the Stars. Here's a fly ball heading out towards right field, going back into right field. That's going to be over his head. That's going to go to the wall. Here goes Curtis into second with a stand-up double. Hit number, wait a minute. Hit number 9 for the Stars. And that'll bring up Mike Sweeney. Sweeney is 1-for-3. He singled in the fourth, but he was also picked off. He struck out twice. So runner at second base. Tying run Miller coming up. He's on deck. Swing and a miss. Strike one. There's a tornado watch out in central Indiana, which will probably be coming our way. So be prepared tonight for almost anything that happens. We got a Torcona 5, which is a 50% chance of a tornado hitting the area. And it's a wide area, by the way. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball, two strikes to count to Sweeney. Bandits and Wolves next. Here's a ground ball to the shortstop. Wolves picks it up, fires over to the first. One up, one down, or two up, one down, I should say. Then I bring up Miller. Miller grounded out to second his first time up. As we play here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Or take it back, top of the eighth, I'm sorry. Swing and a miss, strike one. Scoreboard operator is kind of slow. Here's a stretch by Conley. Rocks and fires and a foul ball into the screen. 0-2. This game has gone fairly quickly. 2 hours. We're in the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. Way inside for the ball. 1-2. Stars, 2 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors. They've stranded 8. The D-backs, 5 runs, 5 hits. They've stranded 6. Here's the pitch. Fly ball heading out towards center field. Center fielder over to his right, over to his left. And going into third base on the sack fly is Curtis. Turned out to be a sack fly. It'll bring up Micah Smith. Smith on the day is 0-2 with 2 strikeouts and a walk. Two down here in the eighth. There's a windup and a pitch by Conley. Outside for the ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Sunny blue skies ahead of us, over top of us right now. Clouds out to the right of us, or to the left of us, heading east. There's a windup and a pitch. Here comes a run in. Comes a throw to home, and he is in there. Whoops. As Curtis comes in on the wild pitch. That makes it now 5-3. Now nobody is on. Smith standing back in, 2-0 the count. Here's the windup and the pitch by Conley, up high for the ball. 3-0. Outfield straight away for Micah Smith. Here's the pitch. Up high for the ball. Ball four. That's going to bring up Alan Dotson. Dotson singled and scores last time up. Here comes Ray Franks. Come out and talk to his pitcher. He may be making a change. Ray Franks, the owner and operator of Pro Fighter Performance Products. He just had one little chat with him. Jeremy Plant went into the dugout. Get a new helmet. So Dotson will stand in with runners at with the runner at first base. Glad you can join us on this Sunday afternoon. Here's the pitch. This is outside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Next week, we will be down at Howell Field when the Dayton Wolves will take on the Dayton Rangers. And if things go the way I think it might go, we might be having 2 undefeated teams going at it. Here's a pop foul back out of play. 1-1 to count. Right now, the Wolves are coming into today's game against the Bandits at 9-0. The Rangers are taking on the Angels down at Howell Field. They are 10-0. One ball, one strike to count to Dotson. Here's a stretch and the 1-1 pitch coming plateward. Ground ball right back to the pitcher, and he's going to go all the way over to first, step on the bag, and that's going to do it. For the Stars, they do get a run, though, on a hit. No errors and a runner left at the end of 7.5. It's the Diamondbacks 5 and the Stars 3 back after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
To the bottom half of the eighth inning, the Diamondbacks will send up Lever, Tompkins, and Barnett, hoping that they will be this will be the final time that they bat here this afternoon. There's a pitch by Blevins, a foul tip back. Ball goes back to the dugout. No balls and a strike to the leadoff hitter here in the bottom of the eighth. Here's a stretch. And the pitch. Up high for a ball. 1-1 to count. One ball, one strike to the leadoff hitter and Lever, who is 1-for-3. Pitches high for a ball, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch to Lever in the dirt, 3-1. I know Ray Franks is going to come up to me. If they win today, he's going to come up to me and says, I've got to do the games the rest of the year for him. Because I've done two games for him, and they've won both games. Another little powwow on the mound. The diamond has gone dry after the rain this afternoon. Canceled the first game. Here's the pitch. Here's a line drive right to Xavier. Went off his glove. That's going to be a base hit. That was a line drive base. That was a screaming line drive. So give Lever a hit. That'll bring up Nate Tompkins, who is 1-for-3 on the day. Doubled his first time up and is fly to third and fly to short. Here's the pitch. In the dirt for a ball. One ball, no strikes. See Jason Studebaker. He's back from vacation. Here's the pitch. Got the outside corner for a called strike one. One ball, one strike. Nobody out here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. I have to do a makeup game for Studi since I can't do this one. Here's a stretch by Blevins. He'll fire over to first. Ball gets away from the first baseman, and he's going to go to second base. Error on the first baseman. That is seven errors on the day for the Stars. And they're only down 5-3. There's a stretch and the 1-2 pitch. Pop up to first base. Miller has it, one down. They bring up Cody Barnett. Barnett on today is 0-3. Here's the pitch. Low and outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. One and 0 the count. Here's a stretch by Blevins. He checks the runner back at second and fires. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike to Barnett. Dylan Terrell on deck. Big gaping hole down in between short and third. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball, two strikes with one down here in the eighth. Here's a stretch by Blevins. He checks the runner and fires. Ground ball foul down the third base side. Count stays 1-2. Ball and two strikes, one down here in the eighth. 5-3 Diamondbacks. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. 2-2 the count. Here's a stretch by Blevins. He checks the runner at second and fires. Fly ball hit out towards left field. Left fielder coming in and has it. There's two down. Better bring up Dylan Terrell. Terrell is 1-3 on the day. He singled in and scored in the fourth. Here's the pitch. Down in the dirt for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Low and outside for a ball. 2-0 the count. Two balls, no strikes. Two out here in the eighth. 5-3. Diamondbacks lead it. Pitch is low for a ball. 3-0. First base is open. Good ball game today. There's a stretch by Blevins. And the 3-0 pitch. And if we're called strike one. Three balls and a strike. Blevins sets and delivers. Breaking pitch went right over the middle of the plate. 3-2 the count. Three balls, two strikes, two out. Runner at second base. There's a stretch by Blevins, and he kicks and fires outside. Ball gets away from the catcher, and that's going to send the runner over to third. So Lever's going to go to third. Terrell's going to walk. And that will bring up Ryan Dowdy. Dowdy on the day is 0 for 3. Reached twice on two errors, one by the shortstop, one by the left fielder. He's just struck out his last time up. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Diamondbacks and Wolves Wednesday here at Gatineau, and then on Tuesday, the Orioles and Stars down at Kettering Field, number three, I believe that is. It's a lighted diamond down here. Ball gets away from the catcher. Not far enough away for Lever to come in to score. But Terrell goes to second. One ball, one strike, the count. On deck, Jeremy Blanton, the catcher. There's a stretch and the pitch. Misses high and outside for a ball, 2-1. Two balls and a strike, the count. With two down here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. Up high for a ball. 3-1. First base is open. We got Lever at third, Terrell at second. Levin's trying to get out of this inning with unscathed. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Outside for ball four. So that puts Dowdy on first with a walk, and that'll bring up Jeremy Blanton, who is 0 for 3. He's reached twice on fielder's choices, and he struck out swinging his last time up. Jeff Hicks will be on deck. Here's the pitch. Fly ball out towards center field or left field. That's going to get down. That's going to get a run, two runs in. Here comes Lever in to score. Terrell's going to come around to score. And Jeremy Blanton has a two-run single. That makes it now 7-3 with two out. That'll bring up Jeff Hicks. So, Guzman's going to come back in to pitch. We're going to take a break back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
Guzman back on the mound for the, or mice, I don't know who it is. He was a starting pitcher. Now he's back out there again. That's going to send Jeff Hicks to the plate. He's 0 for 3. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. Ball one. One ball and no strikes.
Who's that guy pitching now?
Here's the pitch. Low and inside for a ball 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. The count to Hicks. Here's a pitch. Pop up. Right behind the plate. Coming back as a catcher. And he's got it. That's going to do it. He just threw it over his head right to Hicks. And Hicks caught it. That's going to do it for the Diamondbacks here in the eighth. They do get two runs, though, on two hits. It was one error and two runners left on, and at the end of eight, it's the Diamondbacks 7 and the Stars 3 back after this. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Yeah, back here at Gastineau Field, we move to the top of the ninth inning. It'll be Brooks, King, and Xavier due up for the Stars here in the ninth inning. There's a pitch. Conley going, trying to go the distance. First pitch is a ball, one ball, no strikes.
Don't ask anyone else.
There's a windup in the pitch. And a fly ball heading out towards the shortstop. Over his head. And a base hit for Brooks. That is his third hit of the game. Hit number 10 for the Stars. And that'll bring up Andre King. King singled his last time up. He's 1-for-4. Wind picking up. I don't know if it's my fan or if the wind is actually picking up. There's a stretch by Conley. He delivers. Ground ball. Slow roller to shortstop. Fires over to first. They got him. King tried to dive in there. So there's one down. That'll bring up Nick Xavier. Xavier is 3-for-4 or 3-for-3 today. Reached base on all four at bats. He's doubled, or he's singled twice, tripled, and walked. I guess that's why you're the league leader in hitting. Here's a pitch. In the dirt for a ball, one ball, no strikes. One and another count. One down here in the ninth. Here's a stretch. Conley delivers and the foul back out of play. One ball, one strike. One and one to count. Conley sets, looks back at second, and fires. Foul ball back out of play. One and two the count. One down, runner at second base in Brooks. Brooks led off the inning with a base hit out to left center field. King's grounded out to short. Here's the pitch. And hit him. Hit him right in the elbow pad. So Xavier is on for the fifth time. And that will bring up Blevins. Now they're going to have a talk out there to see if he actually tried to get out of the way, I guess. The two umpires meeting out near the mound. So Xavier's going to stay at third base. So Blevins will stand in. He is 0-3. Struck out three times in the walk. Here's a stretch and the pitch. Apply for a ball. One ball, no strikes. One down. The tying run on deck. It's a pitch down low for a ball. 2-0 the count. Brooks at second. Xavier at first. Here's the pitch. This is high for ball three. 3-0. Diamondbacks looking for a double play to end it. Pitches inside, ball four, bases loaded. With one down. So they bring up Curtis. Curtis doubled his last time up and scored the third run of the game for the Stars. So Curtis will go, Conley will go from the windup. Here's the pitch. Fly ball, base hit out towards center field. That's going to get one run in. Here comes Brooks. Here comes Xavier. And it's now 7-5. So two-run single by Curtis, and that'll bring up Mike Sweeney. Sweeney is 1-for-4. Still just one down. The go-ahead run now comes to the plate. Here's the pitch by Conley. Line drive over the head of the first baseman. Here comes Blevins. He's going to round third. He's going to come in to score. Here comes Curtis. He's going to round second, going into third, and Sweeney has an RBI double. Now 7-6 with one down. Runners at second and third. That'll bring up Miller. Miller is 0-for-1.
Hey, big base hit. Here we go, Buck. Big base hit for him.
On deck will be Micah Smith. Now we're going to have a powwow out in the. Looks like Conley's hurting a little bit. So the infield is in. Conley's going to come out. Conley, it looks like Conley's coming out. So we have Keith Wootman on the mound. Looks like going to be on the mound for the Diamondbacks. So we're going to take a break and back after this. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, and in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up.
until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
One out here in the top of the ninth inning. Conley's going to go to first. Wooten's going to go on the mound for the Diamondbacks. One down with runners at first and second. Or second and third. I'm sorry. Second and third. The go-ahead run is Mike Sweeney standing out at second base. Jonathan Curtis is at first. So just one out, and that was Andre King grounding out to short, and that was a slow roller. So the Stars trying to come back in this one. So it'll be Miller, Miller will stand in. Coming up next week, our games will be down at Howell Field. It'll be the battle of the unbeatens as of today. It'll be the Wolves taking on the Rangers down at historic Howell Field. And do you know why it's historic? We'll let you know next week. Wolves now. So here comes Jay Miller. One down with runners at second and third. The tying run standing out at third base in Curtis. The go-ahead run and Sweeney is out at second. Here's the pitch. Line drive out towards right, and that's going to fall in for a base hit. Gets past the right fielder. Here comes the run, go-ahead run coming in. It's now 7-6. Going to give a base hit and an error to the right fielder. That'll be the first error of the game. And it's now 8-7 in favor of the Stars. That'll bring up Micah Smith, who walked his first time or last time up. He is 0-2. Here's a pitch by Wooten. Fly ball right side, and that's going to get out of play. 0-1 to count. So the Stars have scored five times here in the ninth inning to take the lead. They came in trailing 7-3. The Diamondbacks looked like they had this well in hand. Here's the pitch. This is low for a ball. 1-1 to count. Now looking ahead to the Diamondbacks' ninth, it'll be Wooten, Bowles, and Conley. One ball, one strike, one out. Wooten sets, now fires. Up high for ball two. Miller the only runner on base now for the Stars. Two balls, one strike, one out. A five-run ninth inning has given the Stars the lead. Here's a pitch in there for called strike. They throw down to first. Miller back safely. Two balls and two strikes to count. Still just one down. There's a stretch by Wooten. He checks the runner over at first. Miller getting a good lead. Pitches outside. Ball three. Gets past. Miller's going to go down to second. Three balls, two strikes, one down here in the ninth. I see some clouds coming in from the west, but they're not rain clouds. Here's the stretch and the pitch called strike three. Two down. And they bring up Alan Dotson. Dotson on today is 1-for-4. He is the ninth man to hit. Or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He's the ninth man to hit this inning. Wooten delivers. Breaking pitch in there for a called strike one. We will be going to the ninth inning. Pitches a ball, gets past Blanton. And Miller goes to third. There's a pitch and a line drive out towards center field, and that's going to fall in. That's going to bring in another run. And it's now 9-7. So they batted around. That'll bring up Mark Brooks, who led off the inning. With a base hit and an RBI. So now, Conley is on the hook for the loss. There's a stretch. Wooten sets and delivers. Ball gets away. Brooks goes to second. Or Dotson goes to second, I'm sorry. Andre King on deck. There's a stretch by Wooten, and he fires. Foul back. 1-1 the count. Bandits and the Wolves getting set to do battle. Supposedly at 4 o'clock, but I don't think that's going to happen. They've got at least a half hour for the umpires to change out. Here, runner goes to third. Here's a foul ball. 1-2. It's a hit and run was on. Dotson will go back to second. Brooks will go back to the batter's box. Brooks standing in, batting right-handed. There's a stretch by Wooten. He checks the runner back at second base and fires. Runner goes ahead and runs and steals second, or steals third. Two balls and two strikes to count. To Mark Brooks, who is 3-for-4 with a walk. So he's making his sixth appearance to the plate today. Singled, flied out to right, walked, singled again in the seventh, and singled in and scored in the ninth. Here's the pitch. Foul ball back out of play. Count stays 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two out. There's a stretch by Wooten. Checks the runner over at third and fires. Outside, here comes another run in. Wild pitch scores Dotson. It's now 10-7. What I thought was going to be a win for the Diamondbacks has now... Don't know. 3-2 the count. Three balls, two strikes, two out. Wooten will go from the windup. 3-2 to Brooks. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that's going to do it for the Stars here in the in the ninth. They do get one, two, three, four, five, six, seven runs on one, two, three, four, five hits. There was one error and nobody left on at the end of eight and a half. It's the Stars 10 and the Diamondbacks 7 back after this.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1, that's the number one, at gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. So we move to the bottom half of the ninth inning. The Diamondbacks have a little bit of catching up to do now. They will send Kevin Wooten and Devin Bowles and Aaron Conley to the mound or to the plate here in the ninth. 10 runs, 14 hits, 3 errors for the Stars. 7 runs, 7 hits, and an error for the Diamondbacks. And Wooten will stand in. He walked his last time up. There's a windup in the pitch. Guzman sends it high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Guzman started. He's in line for the win. He went 5 innings. And Blevins came in to take his place. There's the pitch. This is inside for a ball. 2-0. This could be a wild finish. This could be a wild and wacky finish, to be honest with you. Here's 2-0. Here's a 2-0 pitch. Line drive foul down into the shed. 2 balls and a strike. Now they need a ball. They don't have any more baseballs left, so they're going to have to get one that. I know they got plenty of baseballs. Our next broadcast of amateur baseball will be next Sunday. Doubleheader action down at Howell Field as the Rangers and Wolves will do battle. As of today, two undefeated teams. So Guzman gets the new ball. Here's the stretch and the 2-1 pitch. Ground ball into left field over to the shortstop. Xavier fires over and not in time. It's going to be a base hit for Wooten. as Xavier got it, and he was off balance, fired over to first, but couldn't get there. So, that'll bring up Devin Wooten. Wooten has walked twice, reached on an error, and flied to second. Here's the pitch. High and outside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Guzman will get the sign from Curtis. Now he sets, looks over at first base. Wooten not that far off the bag. Here's pitch, down low, ball gets away from the catcher. It goes back to the backstop, and a wild pitch sends Wooten over to second. Two balls and no strikes to count to Devin Bowles. Aaron Conley on deck. There's a stretch and the 2-0 pitch. Ground ball to Xavier. Fires over to first, and they got him. Bowles out 6-3 as Wooten will move over to third. Now to bring up Conley. Conley on the day is 1-for-4. He had a 2-run dinger in the first inning. He's flied out, grounded out, flied to third, grounded out to second, flied to center. So one down. As a matter of fact, he hit the home run off this pitcher. Ground ball to the second baseman. Picks it up, fires over to first, two down.
One more,
but a run does come in. It's now makes it now 10-8. Two down. That'll bring up Chris Lever. Lever 2-for-4 on the day. Singleton scored his last time up. So nobody on now with two down. It's up to Lever. Here's the pitch. Pitch way up high and outside for ball. One ball, no strikes. Two down here in the ninth inning. 10-8. Stars leading it. Here's the pitch. Up high, and breaking pitch goes over for a called strike one. One ball, one strike. Two down here in the ninth. Guzman sets and delivers. And a ground ball to the third baseman. King scoops it up, fires over to first. Game over. Stars win it. 10-8. We'll be back with the totals right after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet. Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
I'm probably okay to have.
Yeah, back here at Gastineau Field, your final score, 10-9. And the totals go like this: 10 runs, 14 hits, 7 errors, and 9 left for the Stars. 8 runs, 8 hits, an error, and 9 left for the Diamondbacks. The winning pitcher will be Guzman. The loser will be Conley. So the Stars improved to 3-9. The Diamondbacks fall to 1-9. Next week, the Orioles and the Stars will do battle on Tuesday night at 6:30 down at Kettering Field. And the Diamondbacks will be here on Wednesday taking on the Wolves. And the Wolves will be taking on the River Bandits here shortly, but we won't be doing that game, unfortunately. But I was just talking to Jason Studebaker, who is in charge of the River Bandits, and since I can't do this one, I will do a makeup game for him and see which one I can do. So until then, this is Doug Brown saying so long from Gastineau Field. Once again, your final score. The Diamondbacks lose 10-8. This has been a presentation of the Gem City Sports Network. This game will be uploaded here in just a few minutes, and it'll be up on our website. So, this is Doug Brown saying so long. We'll talk to you next time, next Sunday, here on the Gem City Sports Network, the Wolves and Rangers. So this is Doug Brown saying so long. Talk to you then. You've been listening to Amateur Baseball here on the Gem City Sports Network. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products. By Don Brown Sports Apparel, a big league look for a minor league price. By McAfee Heating and Air, any season, any time, McAfee. By Profiler Inc., by the USO, by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, by Darren Dollar Music, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for Amateur Baseball right here on the Gem City Sports Network.